Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome to a Monday edition of the Marks and Reese Show live from the ballpark, Citizens Bank Park, inside the NovaCare broadcast booth. Johnny Marks and Ike. Ike Reese.
What up there, Johnny Marks?
Gabe Kapler is will be joining us here shortly. At least we're told, scheduled to join us here shortly in the first segment. So, listen, I'm always rooting for the Phillies to win, Ike, but in particular yesterday, him coming in here after a sweep on the road against Toronto would have been, it changes the tone of everything. At least with the win yesterday, it keeps it a little bit positive.
Right? Yeah, I mean, listen, it takes a lot to get Gabe down. I would imagine that coming off this weekend series, there's going to be things that you can pull out of this series. Obviously, you don't want to lose two out of the three there, but, oh, there's the skipper right there. What's up, Gabe?
There
How
he
you
is.
Doing? Yes.
Pop these right on here. We were just talking about you, Gabe. How you doing, man?
I'm kind of hoping that we're going to talk a little Eagles more for one specific reason. Fantasy football draft's coming up. The boys are starting to get ready. I thought you guys might have a few tips for me. I don't know, man. I haven't been following. We've been kind of involved in something pretty important around here.
You don't want to ask me. You might want to ask us.
Yeah, I'm your fantasy football guy. You just mean Eagles players or you mean?
You could give me anybody that's a little bit off the radar. I'm a scout. I like to look out in advance a little bit.
I tell you, coming off bad news this weekend for the Jags, Keelan Cole has become their number one receiver now that Marquise Lee was injured. So that's a nice pickup for you right there.
Well, there we go.
Keelan Cole, there you go.
Got it. Thank you very much.
We'll take notes for that. All right, Gabe. So actually, before we talk about this weekend, since you brought up the Eagles, what's it – You spent time in a lot of different cities in Major League Baseball. In particular, I remember you as a Red Sox. You won up there. That is a fun fan base, I guess, to play. Managing's a little bit different. What's it like managing here in Philly? We have a mentality, and Ike knows this from playing here with the Eagles to now being on sports radio for 10 years. We have a football mentality. Problem is, there are 162 baseball games. So do you hear it? I know you pay attention to what's going on in the media. What's it been like so far since you got here?
It's been a blast. I think, one of the things that we pride ourselves on is being kind of a cool, unemotional rock in the clubhouse, especially from a leadership perspective. Because we are in such an emotional, passionate, driven city, we kind of have to take the opposite approach, which is not to get too high or too low. We have to understand that when there's a storm brewing, it's brewing around us. It's not happening to us. And our job is to kind of stay the course, like you mentioned, 162 games plus the postseason. You have to stay focused and not get too high or too low. So we see that as our main responsibility in the clubhouse as leaders, and that's what we stay focused on.
I would have to imagine, though, you're human, right?
Of course.
And I understand standing up in front of your club and certainly giving them a certain feel that you want them to sort of vibe off of. But do you have moments like when you're alone, when you go back home? I'm sure you have moments where you're replaying what happened in the game. And there's just got to be a little frustration in there at sometimes, right?
Only like all night, every night. No, there's no question about it, and it's a really good point. We are human beings, which means that we are always looking for ways to get better, and we're analyzing our own work. But more than anything else, the moment that I walk through those doors, I understand that my responsibility is to remember what it was like to be a player. And it's difficult. It is a mental, emotional, physical grind, 162 games plus spring training plus the playoffs. And recognize that it has nothing to do with me. This has everything to do with these players, so I need to put myself in their position and in their shoes and be a rock for them.
I would imagine that's had to have an impact on your players, considering you have played the game and the way that you respond to the outcomes of games. They're taking cues from you because, I mean – there's been moments in the season where I know we on the outside react or overreact to things, but from one of your voices of the clubhouse, Reese Hoskins, he seems to certainly pattern a lot of his responses or his reactions from his manager, and I think that helps the ball club.
Well, I think Reese is nothing if not aware, and he understands that as one of our best players and kind of the face of our franchise as it relates to our young players, he has a responsibility to do the right things, to say the right things, to respond to the media in a professional manner, because he understands that all of his teammates are looking to him for cues. So it's a big responsibility for a young player, but he has the right personality. He's incredibly intelligent, especially articulate, and knows how to express himself and understands that his teammates are watching him.
That's Gabe Kaplan joining us live in the NovaCare broadcast booth as the Phils and the Nats big series this week, Gabe. And you just came off on the road, tough series up in Toronto. Got the win yesterday, which is, man, Saturday night was tough. Had the lead. Nick Pivetta came out. Sir Anthony came out in the next inning. But what do you tell the team? Because as we live and die, like we said, as being sports fans in this town, it's like we're up and down, we're up and down. You go on a couple-game winning streak, and it's like we're back, division, wild card. You lose a couple games, you go back down. What do you tell the team? How do you react to the team when you lose a couple games?
I say every Major League Baseball team that I've ever been around, been on, been involved with, has losing stretches. It's which team can respond best to adversity that separates them from the pack. So the Astros in their World Series championship season, the 2004 Red Sox that you alluded to earlier, these are clubs that had stretches of rough performance. And when they perform, when they're not going good, it's are they willing to dig deep? Are they willing to take the extra step? Are they willing to go the extra mile? And are they willing to stay even keeled? And I think that's what separates the best clubs from the ones that falter down the stretch.
Then you guys were rolling, and then, like you said, 162 games is such a long season. You start in February with spring training. You're playing all the way till the end of September. That's a grind. So right now, how are you feeling with your younger players? One of the things that we talked about here on WIP as the trade deadline was coming close was some of your younger players. Your pitchers, you haven't thrown into September. They haven't seen these innings so far. How are you managing that with some of your younger players?
Well, speaking specifically about our younger players, we said that in order for us to make a push towards the playoffs, we had to have all of our young players take a small step forward. No one individual had to take any sort of huge leap and carry the team. Rather, if everybody takes a small step forward, we're going to have a chance. And now here we are. We have that chance, and now what we're going to ask is that these young players they're just looking for the value at the margins at this point. The last little bit of value, they're going to do everything in their power to stay physically prepared, to stay mentally prepared as we get into this grueling stretch run. And, you know, we're going to have a lot of these games with the Braves down the stretch, and these guys have to be mentally and physically tough during that time period.
How important was it for you and the ball club, I would guess, as a whole, to add veterans like a Wilson Ramos, as Drubal Cabrera, guys like that, for this young team that's coming down the stretch here?
So we have one young player in Aaron Nola that has a calming presence and that kind of effect on our club. So when he's out there on the mound, the dugout just kind of feels, we're relaxed. We're okay. You know, that's how Aaron Nola makes us feel. Wilson Ramos adds to that. As Drubal Cabrera, as you mentioned, adds to that. These guys have been there. They've done it before. They've had the ground ball in the key moment with everything on the line. They haven't tensed up, and they've gotten past that moment. And they can share that experience with some of our younger players. It's nice to have some young guys who have that personality, like Aaron Nola, and some veteran players, like you mentioned, in Wilson Ramos and as Drubal Cabrera.
Ramos really has been a great addition in his bat, maybe the best bat you've had, certainly in the last couple weeks. He's also had the hamstring. He had the wrist injury. How much can you go to him, being that it's the National League, you can't use him as a DH? How much can you go to him over the course of a week to where you realize how important he is to your offense, but you also have to recognize that his body may not be responding as much as you want to?
The first thing I'll say is that Wilson Ramos is a warrior. He wants to play every single day. If you give him the opportunity, he's going to fight you for that opportunity. The issues that we have are we are always balancing winning tonight's baseball game with the long-term health and well-being of our players. And as it relates to Ramos specifically, we're balancing tonight's game with can we keep him healthy, strong, fresh for September and the beginning of October. So we have it planned out a little bit. Like in my mind right now, I've got Ramos starting in tonight's game, tomorrow likely to be down, and then playing the following game. And then we got an off day coming, and we can regroup and reevaluate. We can ask him every single day, Wilson, how's your hamstring doing? How's your wrist doing? And if he feels strong, our medical staff, who we believe in strongly, is the best in the business. If they believe he's strong, then we roll.
You mentioned the calming presence that sort of comes over the clubhouse with Aaron Nola out there. I would imagine Jake Arrieta sort of does that for the clubhouse as well. They both certainly do it for the fan base also, when we know those guys are going to be on the mound. But your younger pitchers, I think it's been a little up and down as of late. Just your thoughts on Eflin and Velasquez and who else am I
Pivetta,
thinking of?
Pivetta. Yep.
Pivetta coming down the stretch here, and whether or not they're going to have enough left in them to get you through the month of September and into October, hopefully.
I have no concerns about them physically. All three of them are healthy and strong right now. So in my mind, these are young developing pitchers. They're just learning about their stuff and what makes them effective. So had a quick conversation this morning with Nick Pivetta, by way of example, about his slider and how effective it is and how he can use it more to left-handed batters. And I think he understands that. But these are the little development things that you learn as you pitch in a pennant race for the very first time. Hey, my curveball is devastating, but I can also use my slider off that curveball. And that's true for all three of our young starting pitchers. They're learning about themselves, and they're getting better every day.
Sir Anthony, I think he's had 10 – starting pitcher all throughout the minors, had 10 appearances before this year above high A ball.
Just makes him fresh.
It makes him.
He doesn't have a lot of mileage.
Not a lot of mileage, but also now that we're getting into September, maybe his stuff looks a little bit flatter. The velocity's still there as of late. The results haven't been as good as early on. Concern there is just a young player that maybe has a little bit of a dead arm, and then will work out of it. How do you handle him going forward?
Well, I haven't seen a dead arm. I can tell you that. No. And in fact, what we've seen is at times the velocity has kicked back up. We've seen it touch 100 miles an hour in recent outings. So what we're thinking, what I believe strongly, is that it's a confidence thing. When he steps on that mound and he feels strong, and I don't mean physically strong, but when he feels mentally strong, the ball comes out, he attacks the strike zone, he works fast. When he's attacking the strike zone, when he's getting ahead, he is absolutely devastating. So all the work that we put in is about building his confidence, so when he steps on that mound, he feels like the strongest version of himself, and then we roll.
This ball club has been almost night and day on the road and at home. I mean, you almost have double the amount of wins at home as you do losses, and obviously under 500 on the road. Been able to put your finger on that, or is that just baseball?
I think first and foremost, we love playing in front of our home fans. We feel an incredible level of support every time we come and step foot into this ballpark, and it's been evidenced since the beginning of the season. And I think we fed off that, quite frankly. We understand the dimensions of this ballpark. Our guys know how to use the little angles to their advantage. They feel comfortable in the batter's box and on the mound, and as a result, we've played good baseball here at home.
We're speaking to Gabe Kapler. We got Ike him for another 2 or 3 minutes. We could talk to him for hours. The amount of time we talk about you. Do you have any idea that we do this? You're on with Angelo in the morning. We know that. That's must-listen radio every week. Then we talk about you in the afternoon. We play the cuts. I play your post-game comments. You get reaction in this town. Ike and I have been doing this for a pretty long time. I've lived here my whole life. You get quarterback-type reaction in this town as a baseball manager. Do you realize that? I know you've said this. You read a lot of what people are writing. Do you listen to the radio? Do you see what people are saying on Twitter? Do you think it's a great idea to be paying attention to all those things?
I do, actually. I do, because my job is not just to manage the baseball club. My job is not just to manage expectations in that dugout and on the field. It's to manage expectations externally. So I want to know what's being said. It doesn't mean it's always going to sit well with me. My job is just to understand what's happening in the environment, because, look, the energy of this city does factor into how well we perform. So if I can, in a very, very tiny way, impact the energy of this city and not let, I don't know, like, not come off of the positive messages at all, I feel like I can help. I can be influential. And in some ways, our club is influential in this city. It is a partnership. The fans and the players are partners here.
Yeah, people have strong opinions of you. And a lot of the phone calls that we take are, we like Gabe, but he's too positive. After a game at the press conference, the Phillies just lost. I'm hurting inside, and I tune in, and you're not dragging Odubel Herrera out after he has a bad game and saying he had a bad game. You know, so that the one thing I hear about you is that you're too positive. Do you hear that as well?
I have heard that. I have heard that. And you know, look, I am human, like Ike said. So I do experience the highs and the lows of this game, but I don't think anybody wants the leaders of the clubs in Philadelphia to ride the emotional waves. I just don't think that's a good thing. It doesn't mean that I don't feel the emotions. I'm just not going to ride the emotional waves. And I don't think that any good leader of a sports franchise, you know, swings wildly up and down. I just don't think that's a good thing for a leader.
Now, we want you to be Lou Piniella.
Right.
Flipping tables in the clubhouse.
Yeah, and you know what I really believe in my heart is that players don't respond to that. Players are grown-ups. They don't like to be treated like children. They don't like to be yelled at. They don't like to be berated. I actually don't think it's a strong development tool or tactic, and that's why I don't use it.
Man, I wish my coaches thought like you. Coaches thought like you when I was growing up.
Well, let me ask you this. If any leader of a team that you played for came to you and yelled in your face, is that something when you walked away, be a man, I really like playing for that guy?
No, I've never felt that way. No.
Nick Saban, right. He played for Nick Saban in Michigan State. What'd you think about Nick? They're like,
I couldn't wait to leave Michigan State.
Right. And so if you, and I'm not saying this, has nothing to do with Nick Saban or any other person individually.
Thanks, John. throwing his name in there.
Yeah.
But seriously, like if you're feeling like I can't wait to get out of here, are you going to perform better? Right. Are you going to play better? I don't think so.
A couple quick things. I know you got to run. Scott Kingery, who most of us viewed as a second baseman, I've heard you say recently that you see him as a shortstop that can play other positions. All else being equal, if no one comes in free agent-wise next year, is he your starting shortstop as you head into spring training?
We don't. That's not how we think about it. Yeah, we're not thinking. First of all, we're definitely not thinking about spring training of 2019. Right now, we've got to focus on the Washington Nationals tonight. We've got to focus on somehow chasing down the Atlanta Braves. Scott Kingery has played an exceptional shortstop for us when he's been out there. He's been incredibly dependable. We trust in him and we believe in him.
All right. Food. We heard the ice cream story about you. And then that recently was the chip. You haven't had a potato chip since 1993 or... Oh, that was the last thing.
That's all fun stuff, but it's all dramatized. It's like the movie version of the reality. It's not that accurate.
But it's fun. You're a steak guy. When I hear that you're out, you're at steakhouse.
That's very true. That's very true. I like a really good rich ribeye. You know, I like the bone in because I get a lot of flavor that way.
Mm. That's like Ike.
Mm-hmm. Bone in. I'm a bone in guy for sure.
Do you have a favorite steakhouse in Philly?
Del Frisco's.
Del Frisco's. Yeah. I like it.
He chews the bone if you let him too. You gotta kind of.
Yeah, I will.
Like, yeah, it tastes good.
I don't. If you're gonna pay $75 for a steak, you pick that bone up and you try to get every last bit off of it. I appreciate that.
All right, last thing. You're a nickname guy. We keep track of the nicknames they use for the guys. I love it. So what? I'm John. He's Ike. What would the go-to be without knowing us very well for a nickname?
I don't know. I need to know some last names. I need to know like a little bit about your history.
Well, he's a former Eagle.
Probably Marksy for you.
Yeah, that's a good one, Marksy. Yeah. Ikey?
I probably Ikey, but you know, because Ike is so crisp, I might just roll with Ike.
Yeah, I like that.
He likes that. Yeah, his mom calls him Ikey, and he feels like he's 3 years old when she does.
She does. Yeah.
Well, I've learned my lesson. I won't come into the booth calling you Ikey then.
Gabe, thank you.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed it.
It was great to have you, and we'll good luck, and we'll talk to you again.
Looking forward.
There he is.
Nice job.
Gabe Kapler. All right, we'll come back, 888-729-9494, and we'll take reaction and get your phone calls right after this. Marks and Reese, we're live from the ballpark.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.